And I told him, I says, Grammy John, I says, you won't have to work on this ranch. I says, let's go get this stuff. And I says, we'll get enough money that we can buy a ranch.
Has he ever been in your cave?
No.
He doesn't even know where it's at.
He don't. Not that much.
Okay, has anybody ever been in besides you and your son?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Dr. Jennings took that and took it to the Smithsonian.
And it was just full of artifacts and things. And that's why he was so opposed of letting anybody else in there, of taking anybody down there, because he didn't want anybody to disturb it. And he said if he could get it into the right hands, the right people, and that's why he went to the BYU and wanted them to help him. But they didn't do anything.
Dr. Jennings says whenever anybody won't tell you who or what, and it's a secret, and he won't tell you where he found it and all that, he said don't believe them. That's when it's fraudulent.
And there were two sarcophagi, the large ones, which eventually he and his son unlidded and found the two mummies, the male and the female, with the headdresses.
Well, he told me that he feared for his life and his family's life.
My husband said to John Brewer, "Now you're in the presence of an apostle of the Lord. And is your story true?" And he said, "Yes."
He first found it from the smoke overhead on a kind of an archway of rock.
A lot of soot right in here.
A lot of blackness.
Huh, that's cool to have soot on the archway. Hey, we might be able to do a radiocarbon dating on that soot, by the way. That'd give us some information. Support rod. Now that looks like green rock there, which is interesting. That's not just the light. You're hitting, and there's fibrous material that's woody stuff. Back up. There's an opening.
Okay, forward. Okay. Oh, there's two openings. There's one there and
there is
one
two.
Above it.
Yeah, there are two openings.
That's, looks like cut stone right
that
there.
That looks like very square stone. Look at that.
We may have found the steps, Terry.
Look, see if you can keep going there, Terry.
What he did then was caused an avalanche to cover up the entrance. And then he drilled, whatevered, a hole about 18 to 20 some odd inches in diameter down from the top, straight down to the entrance where he had closed it up. And so he ended back up in the same place where he was, only it was hidden pretty well from then on.